Welcome back, listeners, to the Youth Rise podcast, a podcast dedicated for the stories of youth in local communities to discuss their personal stories as well as important topics in society. I'm your host, Queenie Gong, and I welcome anyone who's new to the podcast as well as returning listeners. So as many of you might have noticed, last week there was not an episode upload, and I'm so sorry about the week gap. However, as most students in the world are aware, it is currently AP exam season, or rather all exam season, so many students as well as both my friends and I have been grinding away at our exam prep, so sorry about that. However, I thought it was still important for me to provide an episode this weekend. So for this podcast, I'll be going over an event that H2I hosted for a school recently, and for those who may be unaware, Youth Rise podcast is actually affiliated with a youth-led organization called Horizon Hope for Youth, or we can abbreviate it as H2Y, and this nonprofit's main activity is fundraising and providing funds for underprivileged schools and students in local communities. So recently, the organization had the amazing opportunity to donate to a local school in need, which was Chartwell Elementary School in West Vancouver, Canada. So this was in support of their United for Excellence fundraiser for renovating their facilities, and H2I donated a total of $1,000, which they primarily got through their fundraisers of Krispy Kreme donuts, and it was amazing to be able to donate this amount to a school in the community who really needed it. So for today's podcast, I'll be specifically talking about the whole process of the event and what I personally took out of it as well. Furthermore, I will be joined by the principal of Chartwell Elementary School herself, Ms. Sarah Bell, who will go into more detail about the importance of our donation and others as well, and what the proceeds are truly going towards and the benefits it gives to students who are currently learning in the facilities. So to begin, I think it's very important for me to first explain how H2I was established. So as the founder, I established H2I at the beginning or near the end of last year after my reign as Miss Teenage British Columbia 2023. So I'm not sure how many of you guys have listened to my episode with Alexandra E, where we talked about our pageant experience. However, there we both discussed how we put ourselves into pageantry and how that really made us have personal growth and truly impacted our lives. So I don't really want to talk too much in detail about my pageant experience because I believe there's too much to say, and I would rather save that for a future podcast episode if I have the chance. So if you guys want to hear more about that, please stay tuned for that. However, just to briefly talk about it, before pageantry, I was quite a shy girl and I had very low self-esteem, I'll say that. And because of this, I decided late last year that I needed, or early last year, that I really needed to put myself out there and try to build my confidence, because it was so important for me to find my identity and find who I was, and most importantly, find what I was passionate about and work towards that passion. So I was introduced to pageantry through a friend, and I decided to do it because I was like, well, I need to do something new and I have to get out of my comfort zone, so why not do pageantry? Because it's not very a common thing to do in Canada especially, and there's quite a stereotype against it. So I thought, well, I have the stereotype and I want to see what's different about it, so I decided, why not just join and see how it goes? So I found out through the whole training process that it was definitely not what I expected. It was not about just being pretty on paper or just having excellent like visual appearance. It was more so about the impact you want to make, the confidence you have, and the passion you have, which is all the things I needed to build as a person. So through the training process, I really gained a lot of confidence in myself because of this. And I think because of the preparation that I had, I eventually was very ready to perform on stage. And that made me, and that really helped me win the title. And when I got the title, I was really flabbergasted. I was so excited and happy for myself. And it was something I hadn't experienced in a long time. And I think I really needed that in that time of my life. However, after I became a title holder, I really put myself into community service and volunteer work because I thought that as a title holder, it was so important for me to have a platform and a way for me to connect with my community. And I thought that volunteer events and community service was the best way I could do this. And through this whole process, I really found a passion in doing volunteer work and community service because it was not only a great way for me to learn more about myself and gain personal growth, as well as grow my skills such as leadership, communication, and more, but it was a way for me to really connect with the community and meet people that I would not have met if I had not had that experience. So that was just an absolutely amazing experience for me. And the impact that I saw through all these events was truly tremendous. And I think that this was such an amazing life experience that I could not have gained if I had never joined pageantry. And I am so grateful for pageantry for providing me this platform and for really letting me find what I was passionate about. So after my reign and after I passed on my crown to my successor, I was a bit bittersweet in the way that I wasn't sure what I was going to do without my title. However, I thought that the title did not define who I was and that I could find purpose in other ways. And I did this through H2Y. So I established H2Y because of my passion for volunteer work and community service. And I made my mission statement to be primarily to empower students and through education and give them the necessary support that they need to have a substantial educational life. So that was my initial mission, and I further expanded that later on to also empowering girls because as Miss Teenage British Columbia, I really wanted to provide a way to communicate to girls like myself who maybe in the lows of their life and not be as confident just like I was. So I thought that that was very important for me to add in my mission statement as well. So afterwards, after I came up with this idea of H2Y, I gathered a few volunteers in my community and we ended up coming up with many different ideas so that we could raise funds for schools in need and facilities as well as students perhaps. And we ended up fundraising over $1,000 through Krispy Kreme fundraisers as well as some thankful donations from parents as well. So fast forwarding to a few months, we learned about Chartwell's United for Excellence fundraiser, and we decided to reach out as we thought that this was a perfect opportunity for us to donate our proceeds that we earned from our fundraisers, as we believed as a group, our volunteer group, that the facility of a school is so important because it's really affects how students learn and grow their skills. And not many of the listeners will know, however, West Vancouver, the facilities are all quite old in the schools because the schools were all built in the mid-1900s, so it's over 50 years old, and because of this, a lot of them are very old and run down, and the school district is very underfunded in the way that they don't really have enough funds to really renovate the schools. So this is why the Chartwell Elementary School decided to turn to fundraising from parents and also organizations. So we thought that this was a great opportunity as a way for us to really make impact in our local community. So I was grateful enough to meet up with the principal of Chartwell Elementary School, Miss Sarah Bell, and she went into really great detail about the importance of both our donation and the donation of others. So I have a little snippet of her explaining the renovations that were occurring in the facilities as well as how crucial it was for the students in terms of their learning. So please just quickly listen to this little snippet.
The two-tone table, because we have students that have some visual impairment. And so when we spoke to the occupational therapist, having a nice, really neutral top and then the darker edge really does help a visual impaired make sure that they're safely navigating the room. So we were happy about that. The idea about the gathering table, that because it's benches that more kids can fit on and collaborate and chat and talk, the swivel chair allows them to turn and easily see the board and the instruction, but really everything should be modular and that there are more spaces. We have these tables here, which are flip top. So the reason behind flip-top tables is that this provides us with, there's wheels on all the tables, so we can push the tables away and the students can either, like they're working with cardboard construction right now, the kids could all work on the floor, or we could do any kind of activity that we needed to and help the kids move around easily. The other nice thing about this is that we do have students in the school that are in wheelchairs. And what we found with the old desks that are very heavy and clunky, that with the wheelchair, they can only make their way really into the back of the room. And then it's quite hard to get the kids to integrate and be part of the classroom, which is what we really want.
For me as well, I found it so fascinating to learn how precisely the furniture needed to be made and arranged in the room, because I never knew that affected the learning of students in a particular way. And I never knew that the color of furniture or the size of tables or how the table was arranged or how students had to move around the room really affected their learning, because it was never something truly taught in school and I never done research about it personally. So it was so amazing for me to learn more about it from Ms. Bell. And I really loved how she was able to precisely like target students who are less fortunate and really help them feel more at home in the school. For example, she was really helping students who may have disabilities, such as being in a wheelchair, or helping students who may have visual impairment. And I thought that that was so heartwarming to see that the funds that were going towards the facilities were going towards the correct people and the correct needs. And for myself, when I was able to go to the school and see the facilities that were renovated and see also the comparison with the other classrooms that were not renovated, I thought that the difference was so drastic. And I truly loved that the students were really enjoying the new furniture as well, because we were able to be joined by a Chartwell student as well, and he was very excited to see the renovations that were occurring. And I could tell right away that it really affected the way that he learned, because he was excited to go to school now. He really wanted to sit in his beanbag chair or be really active in class, because he was excited to be with his friends and be next to and be sitting in the table that was actually comfortable and supported their learning. And I thought that that was so amazing to see the direct impact of the funds. And I truly loved talking to Ms. Bell, and I'm so grateful that she was able to accept our donation and truly be welcoming to the H2Y funding. And overall for me, I believe that I learned so much from this experience, because it was the first time H2Y had donated to a facility, and it was something that I was unsure at first, because I wasn't really sure how it would go down, because it was a new experience for me as well, and I had never really personally donated to a school. And I thought that it was so amazing to see, and I thought that it was an amazing experience just in the way that I could learn more about facilities and education as a whole, because I'm a student as well and there are so many students in the world, and to be able to impact a whole elementary school in a way, and I just thought that that was amazing to be able to do that. So I think the ending conclusion of this whole event is that although I'm not promoting to donate to your local schools or your communities and just doing a ton of fundraisers to donate to them without a true mission, however, I think it's just to raise awareness about the importance of education in a student's life and how the facility that they learn in really impact the way that they learn and how they grow as a young child. And learning that for myself was so empowering to hear, especially from an educator herself. And I think that this motivated me even more towards H2Y's mission. And H2Y will plan many future events and fundraisers to hopefully raise more money to donate to more schools and hopefully impact even more students. That will be the end of today's podcast. So today was quite a short one because of the exam season that everyone is currently in. For the younger listeners, I'm sure you don't have exams right now. However, many of the upper grades have it still. So very sorry for the short episode. However, I think that this was still a very important one, because I think that talking about my experience about establishing H2Y and how this whole podcast really came about is truly important for people to understand the purpose and also the importance also of the facilities and education as a whole and how that impacts children. I think that that is also really crucial to understand. So thank you for everyone for tuning in and listening to today's podcast, and please stay tuned for future ones as well. There'll be many interesting ones that come up later on in the next few weeks, and I'm truly thankful for everyone who listens to this podcast, and I hope that all of you guys can learn a lot of things as well. So thank you. Bye.